Dr. Sabir, getting an office note on patient Kevin Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. Date of birth is 2-4-1950, date of service 2-21-2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 73-year-old white gentleman presenting to my office to follow on kidney cysts and kidney stones, period. His past medical history includes the following: 1 mild COPD, next hypertension for more than 10 years, next hyperlipidemia, next recent diagnosis of autoimmune encephalitis with seizures, October 26, 2022, treated at Methodist Hospital, currently undergoing pulse serotherapy with solimendrol 1000 mg every 3 weeks, followed by Dr. Lai, LAI, at Methodist. Next hypothyroidism, next GERD, next morbid obesity, next history of kidney stones, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next obstructive sleep apnea, next fatty liver disease. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes eye lift surgeries, right eye, left knee arthroscopic surgery times 2, and ganglion resection in the past. Period. Allergies, normal allergies. Period. Paragraph. Social history: patient is married, has 2 children, smoking passive, 1 pack a day currently, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. He's a retired maintenance supervisor. Period. Family history: father died from mesothelioma, mother had heart disease, brother died from MI, who had a history of drug use, another brother is healthy. Patient has frequent headaches, blurred vision positive, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, heartburn positive, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, diarrhea positive, loose stools, non-bloody, non-mucoid, period, nocturia up to 2 to 3 times at night. No straining upon urination, he has complete bladder emptying, positive dribbling, no urinary frequency. He reports right scrotal testicular dysfunction, pressure for the last 3 months. He's been started lately on ciprofloxacin to treat a possible epididymitis by his PCP. He denies any leg swelling, while the systems are reviewed and are negative. COVID-19 vaccination, he got 2 Pfizer doses in 2021. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include albuterol, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, Folbi Plus, vitamin D3, ciprofloxacin, Plavix, Divalproax, phenofibrate, fluoxetine, hydrocodone with acetaminophen, locosamide, levothyroxine, Tradjenta, lorazepam, losartan, nebivolol, pentoprazole, thiamine, and zinc. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active to lighten accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid weave, bilaterally, no jugular venous extension, bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, no oral thrush noted, period. Next supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal swellness 2, no murmurs heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, pupil of abdomen soft. Correction, go back to lung examination. Patient has minimal expiratory wheezes that could be heard in both lung fields, period. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam. Is non-focal, period. Investigations show the following. His latest vitamin D level is 21.1. His ANA was positive. 1 to 320. Sodium 137, potassium 3.6, total CO2 24, BUN 23, creatinine 1.14, estimated GFR 68 ml per minute, calcium is 10, period, paragraph, normal liver enzymes. CT scan of the abdomen shows fatty liver, 2 to 3 mm left kidney stone, a proteinaceous cyst on the left kidney, another cyst on the right kidney, period. Assessment and plan. 1. Kidney stone history and evidence of left kidney stone. We are going to do a lytholink study with 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup to pinpoint the etiology. And we will discuss the results with patient next visit. Period. Next. Bilateral kidney cysts. We are going to do an ultrasound of the kidneys to make sure these are simple cysts and will advise accordingly. Period. Next diagnosis, autoimmune encephalitis, being treated by neurology at Methodist Hospital with high-dose steroids every 3 weeks to monitor for complications. Next, vitamin D deficiency will increase his vitamin D level to 5,000 units plus K2 daily, and recheck his vitamin D level. Next, hypertension apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hyperlipidemia continue atorvastatin, phenobarbital, and CoQ10. While COPD continue albuterol. Next, hypothyroidism continue levothyroxine. Next, GERG continue pantoprazole. Next, morbid obesity patient was advised to lose weight because of his fatty liver. Next, fatty liver disease patient will advise to lose weight. We may consider some supplementation later on to address that. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. He is lined up with a sleep medicine doctor to do a sleep study as well, period. Patient was given a few supplements to help with possible spike toxicity from COVID-19 vaccination, resulting in autoimmunity and encephalitis, period, paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in 3 weeks for follow-up. End of report, thanks.